Today I'm reminded about an incident that happened in my younger years when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, growing up in Mount Fletcher, Esmonyamin, which was a small village where my grandmother and my grandfather raised us. It was really, really humble beginnings, and we lived on subsistence farming. So most of the food that we ate was homegrown and what we would now call organic. But of course, back in the day, we just thought it was backward. If you eat what you grow. Sadly, we didn't feel so great about having our own homemade bread or milk directly from the cows, and is still warm when you have it poured into your cup. I particularly did not like that, but of course it was very healthy eating, and we were healthy children, all things considered. The surroundings themselves made us resilient children, but somehow I had this violent allergic reaction to poultry, egg or chicken. It was a strange phenomenon because I reacted only to organic eggs or organic chicken, not if it was store-bought. But of course, since we made our own food and seldom bought chicken or eggs from the stores, that means that whenever I had egg, I just had this violent reaction where I would just swell up to the nth degree and my eyes would close shut, and it would just be a terrible situation. So then one day, my grandfather, who was known and respected as a healer, a herbalist rather, he worked with herbs, with plants, and had an understanding of their consciousness, is what I'm told and what I gather. So from time to time we would see people coming to our home, and my grandfather was the person they came to ask for healing and for advice and for help in matters pertaining to illnesses and healing illnesses, whether it was physical, mental, spiritual or otherwise. So my granddad, of course, was the right person who would help me, who could help me overcome my reaction, my allergic reaction to poultry. So one day we got a chicken in my name, a live one, and it was dedicated to me. And I do not know what he did, but I know that on that day, the parts that I was given to eat were the parts that are usually given to the head of the family, to him. And of course, traditionally and customarily, we knew that there were certain parts that kids had. Boys would probably end up with like the most undesirable parts, and you would get, you know, the thigh would probably go to the elders, the drumstick, you know, all the choice parts would go to the older people, and all the not so great parts would then of course go to the younger people. It was understood, it was accepted, and I'm pretty sure that even till this day people still respect that. So my granddad then allocated these particular portions that would not normally go to a child, and I had that and I ate that, and I truly, truly believed that I would be okay after having that ceremony or having eaten those pieces and having my granddad address the matter. But of course, I was young. I didn't know how anything metaphysical, spiritual, otherwise worked. So from that day onwards, I never again had an allergic reaction to organic poultry. I was perfectly fine. I was healed. It was instant as far as I am concerned. After that day, I never had another problem with reactions. And I haven't had, of course, I no longer eat chicken, but I haven't had issues with poultry ever since. Now, I've asked myself over the years, what was that? How could that have happened? What was at play? Of course, I have my own inclinations spiritually, esoterically, metaphysically. I trust in the unseen, and I trust in a power that is greater than myself. And I believe that you can ask for intercession. You can be assisted in certain situations where it is beyond my own understanding, especially as a 7-year-old or 6-year-old, however old I was. So I thought about it today, and I thought to myself, yeah, I guess there must have been a time when I would say to myself, I'm allergic to chicken. But then again, after one meal, I told myself a different story. I'm not allergic to chicken. Now, was that an affirmation? I wonder how much of my telling myself that I am this, I am not that, had an effect on who I was and how I was. Oftentimes when we speak of affirmations, we'll always talk about positive affirmations. It's like positive thinking, you know, I am the greatest, I'm intelligent, I'm smart, I am lovable, I am enough. You know, I love those, I do. I sometimes feel like we don't look closely enough to the affirmations, the negative affirmations that we constantly say to ourselves subconsciously without even realizing it. We may tell ourselves, for instance, with me, I tell myself, I'm not good with directions. That's an affirmation. I mean, I've told myself that for as long as time, and goodness knows that's what I've come to believe. But how far true is that? How do I know for sure? Can that be absolutely true? You know, Byron Katie always says, is that true? You know, can you be absolutely sure that is true? That's the thing. I can't be absolutely sure that that is the truth. I just know that I have a challenge when it comes to that. But then I've told myself a story and I've told myself this, that I am terrible with directions. But what if I'm not as terrible as what I think I am? What if I'm not as terrible as what I've told myself to be? What if I am just not responding to directions the way that most people do? What if I don't deal with them in the same fashion? What if I have my own way of finding direction that has nothing to do with the practical or obvious way that other people use? Because I always find my way, for better or for worse, no matter what. And yet I still tell myself I'm not good with directions. So yeah, I think I'm rethinking the subconscious affirmations, negative affirmations that I might be making, might have made, that might need revisiting, you know, because sometimes we don't realize what we are saying to ourselves. So yeah, on that note, I wish you a beautiful week and peace and blessings.